Welcome to my Caucasian home.
Oh my God.
Talented Orient. Show stopping.
What?
Absolutely.
Spectacular.
My name is Ekaterina Petrovna Zamochkova.
Yeah, big gay out.
But you can call me Katya.
Diverse representations of trans people in the media, I think, are so important.
I guess I just look different.
Sing it!
I am proud to be gay.
Sing the fucking song!
Well, all right. If you insist, I'll sing my song.
Yeah.
Song.
No one stops with me.
Gay Panic with Jack and Jake.
My machine. Oh, what's mine? I drifted, shaped.
Bam. Oh my God, we have landed. The gays have arrived on your station.
We have landed on the planet straight from Uranus.
Come into your ears and hello, thank you for having us.
It is so nice to be back on the radio talking about how much money we have, yeah. The two of us personally, during this supporter drive season here on Gay Panic.
At least $20 between us.
Yeah.
We could potentially have more, maybe not just us, but also the station. This is, of course, the one of two times throughout a fortnight that we are going to be asking you to open up your wallets and your hearts to support LGBTIQ people and support our community and allow us to continue to talk about sex, sexuality and gender diversity in all its wonderful, beautiful rainbow forms.
And where else could you hear two raging queens screaming on a Friday night? Actually, now that I think about
I'm
it, probably
like Oxford Street,
a lot
Glebe,
of places.
Paddington.
But maybe not on your airwaves.
No, and not for absolutely free.
Ooh,
which
money,
is
none but give us some
money. What a cost to tune into the station, but it's not free for us to run it. So the main reason that we are asking you to support us is so that we can keep producing this great content, and the only way we can do that is with your financial support.
And this year it's easier than ever. You can still sign up as a regular supporter that you might have done over the years. Concessions only at $40, and that takes you through for 12 months. $80 for standard. Passionate is $160, which is a great number, but also we encourage you to make a tax-deductible donation to the amount of your choice. It can be however little, however big, but every dollar counts because it doesn't come cheap to run a community radio station like this, and we are expensive, you and I.
I mean, dollars,
pearls,
diamonds.
Pearl necklaces constantly.
Always got a pearl necklace.
Yeah.
Especially on a Friday night. And there's two ways that you can kind of get that money to us. Well, three, just generally give us cash if you see us on the street.
Yes,
but
yes.
The preferred options are call us on 951-495-00, or you can donate online to scr.com/donate.
And then if you're on there, you can also go onto your Facey Bookie, go through to 2SER, like the Facebook page.
Absolutely.
Also go to Gay Panic Radio and like that too, and you'll see all the cool stuff that we do in regular programming. But for the course of the next hour, we're going to be telling you why you should pay us, and if you don't, you're a no supporter.
But
not,
yeah.
No, just very bluntly, but thank you so much to everybody who has already subscribed or become supporters of the station. We have kickstarted supporter drive today. 2 weeks of fun is upcoming.
We're going to be taking you through some of the reasons why you should continue to support the station and some of the greatest tunes that you've ever heard in your entire life.
Can't even handle it.
Kicking off is a tune that Jake has been pumping in the gym.
Yeah, Kalela, new stuff. This is actually her first full-length record, couple of mixtapes over the years and an EP. But this is a new one off the album from Kalela. What's this one called?
This is Blue Light. You're on Gay Panic on 2SCR. Call me.
95149500 is the number.
Should we go through? Cut my
Brand spanking new Kalela for you there. That one is Blue Light off the full-length record from her, which was released today, bringing you On The Minute Music.
That is what we tried to do here at 2SER and also at Gay Panic. Our main thing is dance, is experimental, is trance, is house, is hip-hop, is everything that we feel like queer people and sex, sexuality or gender diverse or allies would really identify with.
Yep, so we can play pretty much any music we want because everyone's something.
Everyone is something. Everyone's on that spectrum, that fluid LGBTIQPCA alphabet, as it were, the Kinsey scale, the whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And what do you want to call it? I mean,
Barbara.
I want to call it Barbara.
Yeah, I really
What's
do.
What's with this like alphabet soup? Let's call it Barbara from now on. Where on the Barbara scale are you?
I think LGBTIQ is a thing of the past. Mm. And so if you're ever trying to refer to anything to do with the queer community, you just go Barbara. And people will get it.
Someone will absolutely understand.
Are you going to the Barbara rally on Sunday? Barbara.
Did you vote yes in the Barbara poll?
Yeah. And you know how people used to be like, that's so gay. It's like, Barbara.
That's classic, Barbara.
It can take up conjunction words as well. You are listening to Gay Panic with Jack and Jake, Supporter Drive Edition for this week and for the next fortnight, where we are encouraging you, the wonderful listener, to sign up and support 2SER. We are community radio. We're a charity. We rely on that moolah.
We absolutely do. And the best way for you to support us is call us on 951-4950 or jump on 2ser.com/donate. Mm. You may not know the origin story of Gay Panic, so we thought, why not unravel the blossoming of the Gay Panic Boys, as it were.
Yeah, so it actually was birthed. It was a birthing project started by you.
Yeah, so I moved to Sydney on a whim and randomly landed at 2SER and through a bunch of radio connections got in touch with our managing director, the wonderful Melanie Withnall.
Claps.
Claps for Melanie. She is always on point with her fashion.
Yeah.
And she basically approached me with the idea of creating a digital radio station, which is maybe what you're listening to us on right now. It's also kind of the future of radio, essentially. The idea of it like analog and digital TV.
Good example. Yeah,
good example. Great example. And essentially, we were the first gay digital radio station, unique station in Australia, and one of two just entirely gay stations within Australia themselves, Joy in Melbourne being the other one. And it was a really big breakthrough for us. We got really interesting shows, some of them focusing on culture-specific, One of them was focusing on gay comedians. Another mm-hmm. one was doing profiles of gay DJs. One was just literally doing a gay history show, which I thought was super interesting, finding out about each decade, essentially each week. And that pop-up was so successful that we had another one and got funding from the government to do that as well.
Amazing.
But the platform, which it started on digital radio, then transitioned into FM, so 2SCR, which you're listening to as well, either online or digital or on FM. Mm. And that's how we managed to get the first gay program in Sydney on air as well, which is pretty awesome. Well, first following on from the wonderful program that was on 2SCR for, I feel like, 20 years before they went off air.
Yeah, Gay Waves, which really kind of paved the way in terms of if we're looking at Sydney or New South Wales, even, I guess, across Australia, which was like the premier queer program back still in the time of illegal homosexuality. Yeah. And then they moved through to, you know, the origins of Mardi Gras, followed that through. So it's so great to continue on the legacy of queer radio in Australia. But jumping back to Star Observer Digital, that was great because it was also like the origins of that and the time that it was set was like over the course of Mardi Gras. So everything was extremely queer, gay, in your face in a great way. And it's nice to have continued that on in this capacity as well. I remember like it was you and Sophie Lai, who does So Hot Right Now here on 2SCR on Saturday mornings. You guys were like the co-host of the morning show and then you went off for a week. So I co-hosted the last week of that over its 4-week run, yeah. I believe. And we got to chat to like Boy George, some amazing people. So it's so great that we have a platform here at 2SCR. And I guess for Star Observer Digital projects like that to blossom, because you do not get that around-the-clock queerness on your radio really anywhere else.
Mm.
In Sydney, you do get it from our sister station Joy, but it's very few and we are one of two, so it's very exciting to be part of that.
Absolutely. And if any other reason for pledging, why not exactly that, the queer voices and continuing on those stories and a place, a safe space for people, especially young, gay, mm-hmm. LGBT people. I would have loved a program like this being back in the country if I was able to stream it online. But I think the support is there for young people and hopefully going on into future generations as well.
Absolutely.
So if you would like to donate, if you want to support us, you can as a concession rate, a standard or a passionate. Give Jason a call. He's one fine-looking gentleman. Not that that necessarily matters. But
hi, Jason.
Or you can also do a tax-deductible donation on 9514-9500-2SER.com/donate if you prefer the online digital world.
Or maybe you could do them both at once and sign up two people at the same time. You could be on the phones right now and then you could be on the website. I struggle to do more than one thing at once. I'm looking at you and I'm speaking into a microphone. That does count as two things, but I'm considering it as one. Sporter Drive, Gay Panic. We're going to jump into another song right now. What have you got, Jack?
I think we're going to play some Abra first off.
Yes, man. So this is Abra. She's kind of like US, down-tempo-y, you know, dream poppy, kind of a little bit like on the lo-fi indie side as well with her tracks. This is actually an instrumental with very sparse vocals on this one.
Amazing.
And it's really good. I'm getting like Alicia Crampton sort of vibes. This really jarring instrumental down-tempo dream pop stuff.
Stick around. You're on Gay Panic. 9514-9500-2SCR.com/donate.
It's that time of the year again when we ask you to financially support 2SER to help us continue making real radio. Give us a call on 951-4950 during your favourite show or donate any time. Head over to 2SER.com. 2SER 107.3. Stories, ideas, music.
Your donation to 2SER is tax deductible. Roger Waters' Pink Floyd's Visionary returns to Australia. Following his record-breaking tour of The Wall, Roger Waters brings all the sound, the vision and the spectacle of Pink Floyd to his new Us and Them tour. Performing classic songs from Pink Floyd's greatest albums, don't miss Roger Waters Live. Kudos Bank Arena, Sydney Olympic Park, Friday, February 2. Go to livenation.com.au for ticketing and VIP information. Live Nation, proud sponsors of 2SER 107.3.
Jacques Green, who is, oh my God, so good. Canadian electronic producer coming to Sydney 23rd of November. I believe that one is happening. It's going to be incredible.
Sizzle on the dance floor with that one.
Literal sizzle. Like, I'm probably going to have to avoid and bring, like, heat-protected shoes.
Yeah.
Just so that I can continue to sizzle, but at a safe rate.
But unfortunately, no sausage sizzle, though, at the event, which is good for me because I'm a vegetarian and have a meal, like, meat substitute, but... Sizzling on the dance floor, no budding snags.
No, which is sad, but...
Which is weird, too. Like, they normally do that at Oxford Art.
There's always hot dogs there for some reason.
Yeah. You're listening to Gay Panic Supporter Drive Edition. Jake and Jack with you for the next little while up until 8 o'clock, telling you why you should donate to this wonderful radio station that is 2SER.
And we were talking a little bit about some of the reasons, and some stuff, or something that we kind of come across, I think, continuously, is just the lack of queer voices within media.
Mm-hmm.
This council radio, council TV, council print. And while at the moment you may be seeing a big thrall of this going on in the media, it's because of the same-sex postal survey that's happening at the moment, that 122,
yeah.
Sorry, just underestimated it a little bit. Waste of money that is the postal survey, because we already know that 70% of Australians are in majority in support of same-sex marriage. But regardless, let's have a vote on it. And it's good in a way because there are a lot more articles, a lot more interviews, a lot more things happening in the media. But before that time, I think there's just not so much happening. There's not a constant queer representation of someone who is openly gay, who talks about gay issues within the media. And that's missing for somebody who could really do with that. We represent 10% of the population, if not more. And it's just not something that's focused on.
There's definitely a conversation ongoing given amidst the political climate here in Australia at the moment. But I agree with you. We kind of are always looking for the next thing to talk about or the next thing to focus on when it comes to the wider Australian community in a queer context. But when it comes back to, you know, queer representation on TV, yes, we are slowly aggregating momentum and having more queer characters, more people of just different backgrounds on our media and talking to us and some people that we can empathize with. But I just like look back to even like over my youth, and although that there were people who were queer or who were, I guess, out to a degree, looking at, you know, I guess real life and then to in movies and television and other forms of media, it has been very repressed. And I think although there is much more, there's a much larger light shown on it today, we still are at such a standstill. And I think that momentum for these movements, momentum for representation starts at grassroots levels like it does here at 2SER.
Absolutely. And we don't only kind of ask you for money to support us, but we also ask for that money so that we can continue supporting other grassroots associations like Camp Out, like 2010, like ACON, like other people that we bring onto the station and talk to about their fantastic initiatives that are supporting young queer people. Queer Screen being one of them, putting in some really great scholarships for young filmmakers and artists. Sydney Theatre Company, there's a bunch of different, I guess, organizations and corporations that we bring onto the show to tell you their stories and to share those opportunities, otherwise which you wouldn't be privy to or able to get an ear on. So that's kind of why we're asking for you to jump on the phone 9514 9500, or jump on 2SER.com and give us a call, give us an online pledge of your cashola so we can continue making these stories and continue sharing this stuff with you.
Because we are community radio and that's exactly what we do. We do connect you with the community, and for this hour every Friday night, we connect you to a community that you might not be part of, but in, I guess exactly yourself, or one that you might not be all too familiar with. So we do have the platform here to, you know, start these conversations. And like you were saying before, as a young gay boy from Bensdale in Victoria, rural town, maybe we can have this conversation and enlighten another young queer person to let them know that they aren't alone and there are in fact people out there who do care for them and who would welcome them into this community, only available through a means like community radio. 9514 9500. Give us a buzz. Jason is waiting out there on beck and call for your call, but you can also jump online if you're at the computer to ser.com/donate.
This is a brand new tune now from Hayden James. It has Grace Pitts on it. Numb. You're on 2SER.
Don't come any closer. I've seen how this all works. So when you tell me lies, look me in the eyes first. I'm just trying to protect my heart. Showed you every single scar. Say it's you, not me, 'cause that's my favorite part. Why does it hurt so much? With every single touch, we thought this was love. Why do I want to stay now? I wanna be alone, I just don't know how. Why does it hurt so much? With every single touch, we thought this was love. Why do I wanna stay now?
That is brand new music from Hayden James featuring Grace Pitts. It's Numb on 2SCR 107.3. This is Gay Panic and we are in the midst of Supporter Drive.
We are wedged in between the two cheeks of Supporter Drive.
Day numero uno to chat to you about why you should be supporting 2SCR. 9514-9500 2SCR.com/donate is where you go to pledge your support and be like, what up, boys? I love you. Keep making that music and them talks.
Yeah, once you do call in, which I think we have the wonderful Danny Chifley now just sitting outside.
Oh my God.
Whom is part of Hardcore Classic, the hip hop show that starts at 8 tonight.
And also Drive.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Wow, I said it before
you. Wow, so good. Thank you for speaking over the top of me. But yeah, for the next 2 weeks, we're going to tell you to support us financially. It's that fortnight of the year. We are a charity. We are not for profit. We do rely on your donations to help keep us up and running, because without it, we do not have the means to be able to bring you this wonderful content, stories, ideas, and music that is 2SCR. It would also mean if you didn't donate that you don't want to support two gay men on Friday.
I know.
And that's highly homophobic.
Casting aspersions, but come on, guys. You know you love us.
Yeah.
Part of the reason, too, that we think that you should be supporting us, or part of the reason that we hope you think you should be supporting us.
Very good.
Is, yeah, see how I changed that around?
Yeah, it's called grammar. grammatical structure.
That wordplay is some of the stories that we get to share. I think absolutely we talked about there not being a queer voice, but even more so, there not being a very understated, underrepresented voice. So some of the stories that come to mind for me are chatting to Family Planning New South Wales and talking to a young trans man about his transition.
Steve.
And coming from a low socioeconomic background and just not really having a voice and being able to talk about his story unless this platform existed, which thanks to you, it does. Also chatting to some people from, I think it was the Partners of Bisexual Men or Gay Men Service. So just trying to traverse that journey of being in a opposite sex marriage, so female and male, and then coming to terms with the fact if your partner does come out as a gay man and then having that support service there and basically highlighting that, which I didn't know about before we did that interview. And I'm not sure if you knew about either before we had that chat on air.
One of the ones that I loved was actually speaking to an older gay couple of whom were foster parents.
Mm.
And they had, over the course of, you know, taking on that role, had mentored and cared for, I think it was near 15 foster children over that time. And that is a really important showcase to eradicate that stigma that two people who are very much in love with one another are a strong family unit, can care for people beyond that unit of two and look after children. And I think it was just exemplary the way that they, I guess, showcased that and then showed we can supply a family unit in the same way a heterosexual couple can too. And also, I love this show because we talk smack. And I love this show because we do get really fun guests on at the same time. We had Kirk Docker, who did that amazing ABC doco series.
Yeah, you can't ask that, which was basically asking all those taboo questions. One of them in there too was, I think, to do specifically with sexuality, polyamory, different types of things that we love, talking about all sorts of kinks. But we do get some really entertaining guests on, and I think that's the main kind of idea behind the show, is that conversation that we get to have. Apart from our own smack talk, the chats that we get to have with our guests are really awesome. And
like Courtney Act, which is amazing. She's like Australia's premier drag queen, having her on. We also spoke to a couple of years ago, Calpurnia Adams, who is kind of like a massive figurehead in queer culture, a trans woman who had a really kind of like gut-wrenching past. And then she explores through multiple medium, through music, through acting, even through her own books, that sort of thing, her journey. And to be able to have someone of that stature come on the radio and ignite these queer conversations somewhere else around the world.
Mm. Yeah, there's been some amazing guests, and it's all thanks to you. And we're asking you again this year if you would please donate or support us. Concession rates, standard rates, passionate or lifetime, they're all different types of levels. All you need to do is give us a call, 9514-9500, or jump on 2SER.com/donate.
Wow, take a breath. It's like you're deep throating all those words.
I mean, I do what I can. I'll do it if you donate. That's all I'm saying.
And if you donate.
Do donate.
If you do donate, it is tax deductible.
Oh my God.
It is tax deductible. So that is a donation that you can make at your choosing. Can be small, can be $5. It could be all the way up to $1,000. Really what you feel. But every dollar helps. It helps keep 2SER alive. And we are able to continue delivering you wonderful queer content here.
This
every
next
Friday
one.
Evening. Wow. Thank you.
Wow.
And you see how you see how I struggle. Like, also, if you're going to donate, that money is going towards a redundancy package for Jack Crane.
Just to put on my mic.
Yeah.
This is a brand new single from X's. It's called Quiet, which is quite apt.
Fitting.
You're on Gay Panic.
9514-9500. Give us a call.
It was raining. We were lying in my bed. When I let you in my head, keep me safe, keep me faded. When we're finally alone, will you feel like home? And I'll meet you in a secret place, kissing in the dark, it's safe. I know you wanna.
whisper under streetlights that you don't want to lose me again. Maybe after midnight, you would lend me your hand. Scream under the streetlights for now. And I'll keep you quiet.
Again, where we ask you to financially support 2SER to help us continue making radio. Give us a call on 9514 9500 during your favourite show or donate anytime. Head over to 2SER.com. 2SER 107.3. Stories, ideas, music.
Your donation to 2SER is tax deductible.
Antenna Documentary Film Festival is back for its seventh year, bringing you the best in documentary cinema from Australia and around the world. With over 50 documentaries, Q&As and special events, the festival's diverse program will transform and expand your world. Antenna opens on Tuesday, October 10 and runs until Sunday, October 15. Doco lovers, get your tickets now at antennafestival.org. 2SER is a media partner of the Antenna Film Festival.
How much is 2SER worth to you? Donate whatever you can so we can keep real radio on the air. Give us a call on 9514-9500 during your favorite show or donate anytime. Head over to 2SER.com. 2SER 107.3. Stories, ideas, music.
Your donation to 2SER is tax deductible.
Yeah.
Yeji, Drink I'm Sippin' On, brand new track from the US and South Korean based artist. That is, could be quite literally one of my soft gem bangers of the year.
I love how specific your top songs are. Soft jam banger.
Okay. Soft gem banger.
And then you're like down tempo dream pop. You're like try vaporwave.
Yeah, tribal global. From Afghanistan artists.
Very specific. Either way, you also heard in there too from X's. That song was not quiet. I think I was just reading into something that I was really thinking in my head about what Jake should be doing.
Wow, being quiet.
You are listening to Gay Panic on 2SCR 107.3. My name is, of course, Jack.
I'm Jake. Nice to see you again, Jack.
Thank you so much for coming to the studio, Jake.
It's so nice to have you here. We are a charity, so that's essentially why we are hosting you and have been for the past 5 years. But we are in the midst of our supporter drive here at 2SCR. 2 weeks of telling you why you should support this wonderful station that brings you such a diverse array of content, of music shows, of talk shows, of chats, of beautiful packaged content on Sunday mornings as well, might I say myself.
One of Jake's other shows that he works on, main show. Really, that he works on during the station. But some of the things that your money, which goes towards us to fund, there's so many things that happen at a radio station that you may not know of. Well, before I tell you about them, just call 9514-9500 2SCR.com/donate. But in terms of what your money goes towards, there's things like microphones, which we're currently speaking into.
These are equipment.
There's also the panel, which is this thing with all these little buttons that luckily, with your support, we've been able to be trained completely free on how to use, how to talk, how to essentially create good radio, which we hope you're able to listen to 24/7.
Which I think is another point. We are training up the next premier journalists. Also, I guess the next DJ showcase, like the wonderful guys from Hardcore Classic. They have all the decks and all the equipment that they too use. It doesn't just, happen out of thin air. It is equipment that does take money and stuff that does break. Do you know that things break?
Things break so much. Computers break all the time.
Telephones.
Software systems break, which have to get repaired or rebuilt from the ground. I don't even know how software works, but yeah. I assume you enter a bunch of zeros and ones and then suddenly something happens.
Yeah, just like tap, tap, tap like that and then it happens.
Also, the music as well. This is stuff that we are keen as on promoting to you, and our music director Andrew Kadori handpicks a bunch of stuff for you. The music that we select though is obviously just 100% us. But without you, we wouldn't be able to play it on air because of licensing fees you have to pay to be able to play music and share it with you, and that's our joy, so we want to be able to keep doing that. Also, what's paid for? I'm going to say lights.
The lighting, the electricity, the internet, what actually keeps us on air, the transmitter.
Which
broadcasts us not only just in the Sydney, New South Wales region, but enables us to stream online too, so that you can listen to 2SCR anytime, anywhere in the world at the drop of a hat. There are just costs that go in, which even you and I think, would take for granted, and it all accumulates in money costing. So we do need to call out to you. Just 2 weeks of 1 year, this is your time. You can help support Jack and I and the rest of the gorgeous crew here at 2SCR. 9514-9500. Give us a call. I'll give you a kiss. You can also jump online to 2scr.com/donate. $40 is concession, $80 is standard. That takes you through for 12 months. But if you can't, I guess, commit to that, you can do a tax-deductible donation as well to the amount of your choice.
Heaps of options for you. We're going to give you a tune now to mull it over and give us a call on 9514-9500 or jump on 2scr.com/donate. This one is MNDR teaming up with Slow Magic on what is fast becoming one of my favourite electronic albums of the year, Float. This particular tune is Shivers.
You're on Gay Panic.
Yes!
Speeding up and speeding up and speeding.
Hear this stuff you're enjoying on the radio right now? It doesn't come cheap, you know. We're asking for your financial support. Give us a call on 9514 9500 during your favourite show or donate anytime. Head over to 2SER.com. 2SER 107.3. Stories, ideas, music.
Your donation to 2SER is tax deductible. Take it live, loud and late with Waywards every Friday night above the bank in the heart of Newtown. Find a new fave or the next crop of local legends. This month, catch Egoism, Maple Moths, Julia Y and Fox Company, along with loads of special guests. Free entry from 9 p.m. Full info at bankhotel.com.au. The Bank Hotel, sponsors of 2SER 107.3.
Gay Panic Radio on 2SER or we'll beat the shit out of you. Outside, how about that?
Have your electricity prices gone up? Imagine what it costs to run 2SER. Help us keep the lights on. Give us a call on 9514 9500 during your favourite show or donate anytime. Head over to 2SER.com. 2SER 107.3. Stories, ideas, music.
Your donation to 2SER is tax deductible.
Ooh, that's an incentive.
Tax deductible? Hello.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
What a good service.
What a coincidinky that it's tax time next year in June and you can get a tax deductible donation. But you can.
Lodge your tax return by the end of October and then you can look forward to the next financial year.
The reap of the rewards.
Taking place in the new year. And you can enjoy it with your money if Absolutely. You give us some.
But also, the good thing about giving is that it's altruistic. It's giving for the only reason to not expect anything in return. But what we're going to give you is something in return.
A big smile and a kiss.
A big kissy kiss on the cheek.
And also bringing you another 12 months of wonderful content here on 2SER. Jack and Jake on Gay Panic with you only for a couple more minutes. We are in the middle. Smack bang. Help me get out. Help me get out. It is 2SER Supporter Drive.
Someone tuned in just
like, help. Ouch. Ouch. It's closing in.
There's cords in this radio. I can't get out through them.
2SER Supporter Drive, fortnight of the year where we ask you, the wonderful listener, to give something back. We deliver you 24 hours, 7 day a week, 365 days a year of gorgeous, wonderful stories, ideas, and music. Words are blending into one now.
If it were a person, it would be Kristen Chenoweth, because that is the power yes, that we have.
It would be. That's 2SER's Kristen Chenoweth, to be honest.
That's pretty much all that we've got time for, sadly.
Yeah, Hardcore Classic is coming up in a couple of minutes, but before we do that, Tommy Genesis for you. You can continue the love, financial love. 9514-9500 is the number you call to support. $40 concession, $80 standard or tax deductible donation of your choice.
Jump on 2ser.com/donate if you are so digitally inclined. We'll catch you next Friday, same time, same place. Yeah. Unless, like, the lights are turned off because we don't have any money.
Yeah, and if that happens, it's on you. Sorry. Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm throwing you under the bus.
Yep. It's closing in. It's closing in.
This is Tommy Genesis with Tommy.
See ya.
Bye.
Church, save me. I do not fuck with you, baby. I don't know who you are lately. We got a moment like baby. We in this church, save me. I do not fuck with you, baby. I don't know who you are lately. We got a moment like baby. This church, like, saved me. I don't know, fuck with you, maybe. I don't know who you are, lady. She changed her name, Tommy. She got no game, mommy. She look the same. She look the same. She changed her name, Tommy. She got no game.
drawing a picture with Tommy. You know she come from the country. She never afford Tommy. She can't afford Tommy. You pay the bill like you want me. You find me out like you found me. Can't find another girl, tell me. Can't find another girl, Tommy.